Hey, folks, what would you do this summer with all the money you'd save if you didn't have a car payment for the next 5 months? Hopefully, buy lots of merchandise for the Mike Church Trading Post. Well, right now at Bulldog Kia in Athens, Georgia, take advantage of the Summer's on Us sales event with zero payments for 5 months. Plus, get 0% financing for up to 66 months on the one-of-a-kind Kia Soul, or the high-tech Kia Forte, or the newly redesigned Kia Optima. Bulldog Kia is where Mrs. Church and I have purchased our vehicle since 2011. They're great friends, and they'll treat you right, too. And for Mike Church Show listeners anywhere in the continental U.S., they will ship your new Kia to you for free. Don't cost nothing. That means your new Kia is only a click or call away. For details, call them at 855-BULLDOG or go to bulldogkia.com. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia.
The Veritas Radio Network is guaranteed the right to offend, annoy, agitate, shout heresy, and entertain.
You should start programming right now.
Kind of like the cultural sewage served up on Bravo or CMT, only it's on 24 hours a day, except Sundays. When the truth gets you angry and you throw your smartphone, remember, no one is forcing you to listen to the truth on the Veritas Radio Network.
You can't handle the truth.
You're doing that of your own free will. That's what makes this country great, and any gay marriage pointless.
That's offensive.
So there isn't much you can do about it, Chowderhead.
I'm trying to think, but nothing happens.
Grab a book, take a vow, and conform your mind to reality. Reality. Otherwise, you're just another Judas-inspired Karl Marx wannabe.
And your children will steal your credit card number to buy tickets to the Miley Cyrus Twerkers Ball.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Are you ready? Let's get it on. On the Veritas Radio Network's Crusade.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life was old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like the breeze. Country road, take me home.
Heaven, West Virginia. This is My Story of America Radio here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. I am your host, Michael T. George, and I want to welcome you to just a special day today on My Story of America Radio. You know, traveling last week, I spent some time up in Williamsport, Pennsylvania, and met some really incredible people there. A group has got together up there to raise money locally to help their veterans. They've decided that we're going to not rely on the VA. We're not going to rely on the government. We are going to gather together as a community and help raise money for those who are hurting, those that have served our country. And it's amazing. They're gathering together. They're giving money to build wheelchair ramps, to make sure that lights are kept on, water's running, make sure that they can provide food on the tables for the people that live in their community. They're not relying on Washington. They're not relying on state government. They are simply banding together with one another, which is great. That's exactly what we're called to do, especially as brothers and sisters in Christ. We are to love our neighbor as we love ourselves. And, you know, the trip up there was just absolutely beautiful. If you've never been to Williamsport, Pennsylvania, it is a great trip. Number one, it's the birthplace of Little League Baseball. When you go into the town, everything is Little League Baseball. You see it everywhere. But not only that, when you go through town, especially when you're going down 4th Street there, you will go down what's called Millionaire's Row, and you will see these beautiful old homes that date back to the beacon and the boom of the lumber industry. It's just an absolutely beautiful place, and the people are just as great. And that's one of the great things about when you travel and you go out and you meet folks and you're interviewing them. You find not only great stories, but you find great people. And that's one of the great things today. We're going to have a special guest today. But before I get to our special guest, I want to make a special announcement. July 5th, that is just one day after Independence Day. That's correct. We don't call it July 4th. We call it Independence Day because that's what it was. You men out there that are married, go to your wife and say to her, happy June 22nd. She'll slug you. Now, you would say happy anniversary. Same thing with July 4th. We should say happy Independence Day instead of happy July 4th. But nonetheless, July 5th is the launch of the new book, Author of Liberty. That's right. That is the sequel to My Story of America. It has 8 incredible stories of people I interviewed nationwide, and in just a couple of weeks, you are going to meet one of those guys on here, Don Jakeway, who was a paratrooper into Normandy during the D-Day invasion. Just an incredible story. He was also at the Battle of the Bulge, Market Garden, all the major events that happened during World War II in the European theater. So that's in 2 weeks, June 22nd. Next week, we have the rest of the story of Woody Williams. You got to meet Woody a couple of weeks ago, and you learned a lot about what he went through at Iwo Jima, but we didn't have time for the rest of the story. That takes place next week here on June 15th. So we've got lots of things lined up, and, you know, it's easy to be able to listen to all of these shows. All you have to do is simply like what you're hearing. The easiest way, most convenient way, is to get the Veritas Radio Network app. They're available in our Windows App Store, the iTunes Store for iPhone and iPad, the Google Play Store for all Android devices, and the app's only $1.99, and it gives you actually fingertip access to the Crusade Channel's live stream, the Crusade Channel's host bios, their show times, Twitter, Facebook feeds, Crusade Channel cafe locations, and so much more. So simply go out, download our app today, and consider rating them too, because it's a big help. Our smartphone app delivers the Crusade Channel anywhere your mobile device works. The Veritas Radio Network app, mobile radio the way it should be. Well, today we have a special guest, one who has joined our network recently and who has just an incredible story of adventures herself. And that is coming to you next, now, on My Story of America Radio.
2, 1, 2, 3, 4. On the road again, just can't wait to get on the road again. The life I love is making music with my friends, and I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again, going places that I've never been, seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. Road again, like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way, and our way is on the road again.
And I'm sure she has just can't been wait to get on the road again. We want to welcome to our special guest hotline right now. Let me say hello, and let me see if I get this straight, because I have heard it both ways. Is it Suzanne or is it Suzanne?
Suzanne, what a pleasure to be here.
Oh, thank you very much. Okay, you pronounce it the correct way. I don't know where David Simpson gets his pronunciation. You know, it's hard to tell. He hangs around with Mike Church, and, you know, they're from Louisiana, and they talk funny down there. But, hey, you talk great. So welcome to the show, Suzanne.
Well, thank you so much. What an appropriate fit, too.
Absolutely. Hey, you know, I was thinking today before I brought you on the show, now you are in the mountains of Utah, correct?
I am.
Okay, great. And, you know, I'm here in the mountains of West Virginia, and it's a little bit of distance. You know, you can't get there overnight driving. It would take quite a ways. But I'm sure you probably went through our state when you were headed to Virginia.
Well, that's the fortuitous thing about being on this show, because I'll tell you what, that journey is what put me on the map and caught me on the radio. What started is just a method of continuing my homeschool education for my two boys, ended up being something that was so much more about us. And one of the main features I learned on this journey was it's really not the destination, but it's the people you meet on your way to these sites. And that was just something that we didn't expect.
You know, I get asked all the time, people ask me, now, do you fly to all the places you're going to speak? And I usually tell them, I'm like, no, I try to drive as many places as possible. Now, when I go to the West Coast, of course, I usually fly. But what I have found is by driving, I'm able to stop at so many places along the way. Just for example, last week when I was coming back from Williamsport, I stopped in a little town called Belafonte, Pennsylvania, which is just outside of Williamsport, and took some of the best pictures. It's an old town, an old Victorian town, and the architecture, this Victorian architecture downtown, was just incredible. But also they have this place called Water Street, which is right in downtown, and they had the best little park, and you could see people just walking around enjoying. You could tell this community was vibrant, it was healthy, and people just really were enjoying the place where they lived, and people were interacting. So getting out and traveling, you get to meet people. So today, what we want to do is I want you to share with us some about the trips that you took across the country, some of the interesting places you met, and just some of the things and people that you come across.
Well, we've taken numerous journeys, but the one that we'll probably focus on today has been the one that we took last year, which was a year ago at this time. We were just getting back June 10th. We left on May 10th, and we went via Interstate 80, heading due east, then down through Colorado, and then east of Denver. I just picked a route that would take us on places of historic significance. So going through Wyoming, I would see, my boys call them hysterical markers, because I see one and I pull over, stop, I want to see this. So we pulled over and we ended up at a site where there was a three-day-long Indian battle. And we just sit there and put ourselves in the place of the people who were fighting for their lives out in the middle of nowhere. We continued on. I plodded through. We stopped at Independence, Missouri, and took a ride on a mule wagon that showed us where Wild Bill Hickok had some notorious incidents out there. And we just worked our way through. Of course, my son, if you don't know, he's involved in motorsports. He races shifter cars, so we had an obligatory stop at Indy 500 as well and watched Fast Friday. You know, it's just been an amazing journey, and the people. When we were in, I think it was in Sharpsburg, I was walking around. We would stay at KOAs for the most part, and there is this elderly gentleman with this little puppy, a little white fluffy puppy, and he saw me coming, and he picked it up so my son and I could pet this dog. And we're just enjoying each other's company, and I look at the back of his truck, and it says the United States Marine Corps and Vietnam veteran. And I said, "Excuse me, sir, is that your vehicle?" And he said, "Yes." And I, of course, thanked him for his services and sacrifices, and also couldn't help but notice the big, tough Marine with this fluffy little puppy here. And he saw the humor in that, too, and allowed me to take his picture, and that became part of our photo journal and somebody that I said would be sharing our story about our interaction.
And, you know, it's interesting. When I was in Williamsport this past weekend, I met a guy that was in the command car, actually, with General Patton during World War II. And he's 97 years old, and you would have thought he was in his mid-70s, just the way he interacted. In fact, I've got him listed to contact to get him on the show. But there's such an interesting take when you get the opportunity to meet what I call the real people. That's what I tell people all the time when they're asking me about my books. I tell them, this is living history. These are stories of people that actually lived through these events, and they will tell you exactly what they experienced. This isn't nuanced. This isn't, you know, a filter. This is what they experienced. This is how it was. And you get a real clear picture other than just, you know, some of the, for a better term, some of the propaganda that's just pushed down towards today. So I think it's great that, you know, and you see that these people are real people. They just tell you what they went through and what it meant to them. So that's part of the best thing about traveling.
Yeah, and you know, you can even come across those people without traveling. When you mentioned this veteran, I have to share a story with you. When I was in high school, I had a psychology class my senior year, and this also ties into what you were talking about veterans. They took us to the local VA, which was in Palo Alto. I believe that's one of the largest VAs also in the country. And as a project to follow up on this field trip, I decided to return and interview three of the patients of their choosing. Well, the first one they introduced me to, I went into the skilled nursing facility, and they had me sit down, and they wheeled this gentleman in front of me who all just started talking. He probably was so grateful to have somebody to talk to. And as he started talking, he was getting more agitated, more animated, and I could see now he's actually reliving an event that he had experienced. And he starts crying, and he's talking about fire and pulling his friend out of the water, and his skin came off in his hands, and he went below the surface. And it was an overwhelming experience. And then I realized, as we're going through this together, that he was talking about what happened at the USS Arizona. He actually survived that incident. So these people are everywhere, and I don't care if you're traveling, I don't care if you're in the grocery store, they're there. But open your eyes and give them an opportunity to talk. When I see World War II veterans, for instance, I'm shameless. I'll go right up and I'll get a selfie with them. We just love them. But people are what makes America great and keeps America great. We don't need to make it great again. We just need to pay attention to how great it really is.
What's interesting, you talk about grocery stores. In the hometown where I live, you know, the main place people go to hang out is Walmart. And I'm going to give a plug here for the Walmart in my hometown, because, you know, every Veterans Day, they take and they have a program inside the Walmart where they basically, back in the back of the store, back where the men's area is, they take and they move all the clothes over to one side. They set up folding chairs. They bring in sound equipment. They have a presentation where they honor veterans. Music's going on. People are speaking. I'm usually one of the speakers. People sing. Then they have a cake afterwards. And this has become like a really big deal in this town. And it's interesting that this, you know, because a lot of people think, oh, Walmart, the big, you know, evil corporate. But there are people, just remember, there are people within these corporations that are good people. And
yeah.
If you go into that town and you go to the end of where you're going through the checkout, you'll always see a couple of old men sitting at the end of the checkout where they have little benches waiting for their wives, usually, who are doing the shopping. And they're just sitting there just waiting patiently. And you can go and sit down and get lots of good stories from them.
Yes, the stories are everywhere. One example also, we did a trip where we went from our home here out to Badlands. So we drove through Wyoming, and one of the stops, I wasn't sure if we'd be able to get fuel near where we were camping. So my GPS showed there was a little itty-bitty gas station about 12 miles through these fields that we went to. And lo and behold, it was there, and I go out there to pump the gas, and somebody came out to help me, and I thought maybe I was doing something wrong, and I said, can I help you? And he said, no, we thought maybe you'd need some assistance out here. And I said, okay, well, because you have to pay inside. Oh, fair enough. Should I go pay first? No, you can pay when you're done. And I thought, wow, you don't see that many places these days. And we ended up talking for probably 45 minutes, and then I went inside to pay, and there were three other people, elderly gentlemen, just sitting there, and the talk continued. Totally put us behind schedule, but again, the people that you meet are part of the journey. It's not just getting to the next camp and seeing the next historical site and marking it off your list. And as we were talking, I even said, you know, this is just so incredible getting to talk to you. And years from now, when I relate my experiences and this story, I'm going to talk about the gentleman that worked in this gas station in the middle of nowhere that had lives that were just as significant, maybe not as noteworthy for public interest as those in Hollywood or sports figures, but they're the salt of the earth Americans, and they're the people that really matter, and they're the reason why I'm trying to do what I do now and spread the truth about what's going on, what I experienced at these other places that got me on the radio. They're the reasons. They matter.
Well, that's how my story of America came about. I've always wanted, when I've met these folks and got stories, to really, and when I go speak, it's really to promote their stories. I told a gentleman the other day, he said, how do you want to be introduced when I introduce you to speak? I said, as far as I'm concerned, you could just say, hey, some guy's going to come out here and say a few words. Because I said, I really don't care so much if they remember me. What I want them to remember is the stories of the people of who I'm speaking about. And, you know, one of the stories in my next book, Author of Liberty, is a guy that we just call Zerg. His name's Hermann Zerger. He was actually captured by the Germans in World War II during the Battle of the Bulge and spent, you know, 6 months in a German Stalag. And his story is horrific. You just can't believe what he went through. But what was real interesting when I sat down and spoke with him, it came up really early on that I found out he's very much politically would be on the far end of the spectrum of where I would be. I mean, he's very much a Hillary Clinton supporter, very much, you know, he's worked in and around the Democratic Party his whole life. But none of that mattered at all when we were sitting there talking, because what he's relating to me, you know, was outside the realm of politics. It was two human beings that were sitting there who had a respect for what had went on. We both had a love for God, and he sat there and told me, he said, you know, Michael, he said, I just, every day when I was captured, I just prayed that God would get me through, that God would get me through. And, you know, I sat there and I think about all the hatred that goes on in America, because the first thing people want to find out, what camp are you in, or what party, you know, who are you for, who are you against? And the fact is, when it all breaks down to it, we're all people. We all, we're cut, we bleed, we all hurt, we all need food, we all need homes. There's that common interest, and certainly the enemy wants to split that up. So I'm so glad that you are teaching your sons as you're traveling around about that these are all people, and it doesn't matter how big or important a person they are, it's who they are at the core that's all that matters.
Absolutely. You know, there is zero celebrity worship that goes on in this home of ours. You won't find in my teenage boys' rooms any figures, any posters of sports figures. The one exception to that would be Ayrton Senna, which is the namesake of my son, and he was a Brazilian Formula One driver who was killed in 1994. But what's unique about this man is he dedicated his life to trying to better the lives of the street children in Sao Paulo, Brazil. He didn't just take his incredible winnings and turn them into a life of luxury for himself. He has the Senna Foundation for these kids that last I checked was worth probably over $150 million and continuing. He had a giant compound that didn't just have the typical shacks for his employees. They had actual homes with running water, with electricity, with insulation. He took care of people. He tried to take his gift, and he did take his gift, and make people's lives better for that. And those are the kind of values that we need to be instilling in our children, not just having them worship these athletes who are involved in these other nefarious activities that seem to get a pass because they're good with a ball and a stick or whatever.
You know, there's a story in my first book, My Story of America, about a guy that was actually going into communist bloc nations, and he was smuggling in Bibles, smuggling in everything he could. He was a missionary, and he talks about running into a family whose one boy, his father was in prison. And they asked the boy, they said, why is your father in prison? And he said, well, it's because he's a preacher, and he's preaching the gospel. And they said to the boy, well, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he said, well, I want to be a preacher, just like my daddy. And the people said, wait a minute, if you're that, you're going to end up in prison. And he said to them, and this is real, real important, he said, I know that the heroes of the boys in the Western world are great big men that play with little rubber balls. But to me, my heroes is Daniel when he faced the lion's den, was the Apostle Paul, was Moses at the Red Sea. But mostly, my hero is my daddy. And if he's going to be in prison for preaching the gospel, then so am I.
That's an amazing story, and it really is a unfortunate reflection on our priorities here. I'll share an example of that. I was when I used to live in California.
Hold
I was
that
at a nail
part
salon,
right there. We're
going
to get ready and go to break here just in a minute,
deal.
And we'll pick that up on the other side, Suzanne. If you are just joining us, we are here. This is the Veritas Radio Network. I'm your host, Michael T. George. We are visiting with one of our other hosts, Suzanne Sherman of the Suzanne Option. And if you want to call in today, you can even do that. Our telephone number is 844-5-CRUSADE. That is 844-527-8723. And remember, if you missed any of this segment or any of my previous shows, they are available for streaming and download at VeritasRadioNetwork.com. Now, you need a Founding Paths member to gain access to those downloads, but it only runs 23 cents a day. So just click the Join button at the top of any page at Veritas Radio Network. This is My Story of America Radio. We have Suzanne Sherman, and we will be right back. Don't go away, my friends.
Trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys an 8-12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train.